Okay, maybe not, but it is really bad. In fact, the pain is so bad that I suspect it would make even Big Fatty screaming out his safe word. It's that bad. But anyway, that hopefully now is on the wane.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It is really bad.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. And this is episode 473 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of November, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a big old turkey for you to enjoy. Oh, breakfast. Gussie, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I know it's busy for lots of you. And I hope that you do not end up like Arthur, who was at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, he had the gouty toe. And y'all, if you eat too much, you will have a gouty toe. Oh! I don't think that's quite the way that goes, but anyway, it made sense to you, Big Fatty. That's all that matters. Well, I suppose that may be a little bit of truth to that. But y'all, I hope that those of you, those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, in the U.S. of A., are enjoying your Thanksgiving. And y'all, I am going to get into some things that Big Fatty is thankful for. But, y'all, I want to tell you about this story it's a really good Thanksgiving story that it involves the Nip, my friend the Nip, who is out there in the San Franciscos. But, y'all, before I get to that, excuse me, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, what have you received? Oh, y'all, I have received a note from Julie. And y'all, she's worried. She is just worried sick. And y'all, I want to thank Julie is one of the things I'm thankful for. Y'all, there hadn't even been a gentleman caller, and I'm already phlegmy. He said, poor Big Fatty, Julie is not a he. Oh, and we're thankful for that. But Julie says, Big Fatty, your podcast about the relationships and rejections was so sweet and inspiring. You are the man in practicality, common sense, and right thinking. Now, don't argue with me. I am right about this. Plus, I'm worried sick about you. But that part is just normal. And Julie, thank you so much for being worried about me, because y'all, somebody needs to worry about Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, we all worry about you because you're so fat. And anyway, y'all, the story that I have to tell. Well, before we get to that, the story about the Nip and all. Y'all, before we get to that, I found this little nugget. It's a nugget, and not a Chick-fil-A nugget. But it's a nugget, y'all, and I think you'll enjoy it.
And now a word from South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford.
Over the river and through the woods, I told that staff of mine I needed time to take a climb atop an Argentine. If they impeach me, well, guess that'll teach me the next affair I plan. For future hoes, that job will go to an American.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was just lovely. Yes, I thought it was lovely also. Y'all, speaking of lovely, we left the coal mine a little early on Wednesday, and Big Fatty ran some errands and all, y'all, because, you know, Big Fatty needs some tires, and I've talked to you about these tires, and I found some out at the Sam's Club, and y'all, I was about ready to get the Goodyear Armor Track, which, they've got the good $50 coupon right now on the Goodyear tires, but you got to do it by Monday, y'all, and Big Fatty does not like to lose a coupon. No! No, he doesn't. And, y'all, the tires and everything, and the Goodyear Forterra, it's the top of the line, y'all. It is the top of the line. And it, with the tire, four tires and the tire plan and the installation and everything, with, it was going to cost Big Fatty $841. And then you'd have the $50 rebate, so it would bring it down to $791. Well, y'all, they've opened a new little Goodyear place over here near the coal mine. And I was getting ready to get on to the expressway. And, y'all, the I saw the place, and I thought, huh, well, you know, since I'm probably going to get Goodyear tires so I can get the coupon, why don't I just go right on over there and see what their price is? You know, oh, let's just see what Goodyear will sell it for. And so I went over there, y'all, and the door was locked, but the bays to the place were open. And so this guy comes out, can I help you? And I said, well, I'm trying to get, I'm doing some price shopping on a new set of tires for the Ford Explosion. He goes, well, we're not officially open until Monday. That's our grand opening is on Monday. He says, but here comes a guy right here who can give you the information on pricing the tires. So just hang on a second. I'll let him know that you're looking. So, y'all, old Lowry, I believe his name may have been Lowry. Well, I've got his card here somewhere. But, oh, Burke Friday, we don't need to know who the fuck it is. Okay, Lowry went in. He said, now, Burke Friday, we can sell you an off-brand for this price, or we can sell you the top-of-the-line Goodyear Forterra tires, and including the installation and the tax and everything, it'll be $599.37. And I went, okay. And he says, and then on top of that, you'd get the $50 off if you bought them by Monday, because that's when the hootenanny ends on the $50 coupon. And I said, well, I am thankful that y'all have your grand opening on Monday. And y'all, I said, order them. And y'all, so Big Fatty is going to save $250. You talk about a coupon. Man, so it's going to cost me $549.37 or whatever for the four new Goodyear tires. Oh, Big Fatty, you have done so good. Big Fatty, you have done so good. Will you please play us some music? I will. That was just perfect. It has put me in the reason for the season, which is commercialization. And y'all, the best commercialization for Big Fatty on Thanksgiving Day is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And y'all, I know that there have been some critics of it here recently because it is just, oh no, it has gotten too commercial. No, it is not. No, 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 no. And y'all, I just disagree with that because Big Fatty loves to see the parade, and y'all, it's just part. It's just I grew up watching the parade and all those big fat balloons and all that hot air. Now, granted, it it has turned into a little more of a show. Ah, gosh, than a parade. Y'all, I took a little nip-a-nap Wednesday afternoon after I got home from tire shopping. Y'all, by the way, you gotta have a burp on Thanksgiving. Oh, yes! But, I think I'm just going to avoid having to cook a turkey, and I'm just going to go out to the store and buy me some tryptophan so I can go to sleep. So, anyway, or maybe I'll just have some gin. Oh, Brad Friday, we know how you love the gin. Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, yes, yes. Want to tell you this story about that involves the nip, and he and I flew over to the UCK one Thanksgiving, and y'all, believe it or not, they do not celebrate the Thanksgiving over in the UCK. I could not believe it, but we had American friends over there, and y'all, they had found a fresh turkey, so we had a fresh turkey, and oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I think that since I got it coming out both ends again today, I'm going to use some brand new artwork that Miss Lauren has sent to me to commemorate it coming out of both an end, both ends. And y'all, I want you to go over and look at it, because y'all, it's a treat. Y'all, by the way, at Thanksgiving dinner, do you have the big table and then the kids' table? Because, you know, it's always a big thing when you finally move up to the big table. And then you realize, you know, this sucks. I'd rather be at the kids' table. But, we were over there in the UCK. And they lived in Ipswich, which is kind of southeast of London. I think that's right. I'm sure I'll get a verbal spanking if I said it wrong, since I could not. I got everybody chewing my ass on how to say aluminum, tinfoil. And anyway, that knot was on me, and then Stephen the Uck said, "No knot, this is not how you say it. This is how you say it." And y'all, it was just, you know, it was a battle royale, and you know, Vera got in on it. Oh Lord, did I say Vera?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she was prodding Stephen the Uck and not. She was ready for a battle royale. And I said, well, Vera, you and I ought to get in a cheerleader outfits. And we'll be standing on the sidelines and we'll be cheering over there while Naught and Stephen the Uck go at it. And we'll be going, one skin, two skin, three skin, four skin. Oh, and then I remembered that the sea hag has foreskin issues because, y'all, she was traumatized at the age of four by seeing her father's foreskin. And to this day, she still cannot eat the skin on the turkey. And so, y'all, it's a traumatic day for some people. Vera being one of them, because, you know, it's all that beautiful brown skin, and she just can't put it in her mouth. And but you know what? Big Fatty has no problem at all putting any kind of skin in his mouth. Oh, Big Fatty, you've now made us nauseated. How will we eat our Thanksgiving supper? And y'all, do you have your Thanksgiving meal at lunchtime, or do you have it for supper, or do you have it like late afternoon? When I was going home for Thanksgiving with the Hats, we'd have about 4 o'clock. About 4 o'clock, y'all. And then by the time we ate and everything got cleaned up, my father was, is it time for a turkey sandwich? And y'all, there ain't nothing better than a turkey sandwich. Well, except maybe some foreskin. But y'all, this story I want to tell you, we're over there in the UCK, and so we're going to have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and so our friends, we'll call them David and Jason, because that was their names, and we were staying with them, and Jason told my friend the Nip to peel some potatoes so we can make some mashed potatoes, and he gave him the potato peeler and pulled the bag of potatoes out. And there was going to be the four of us, and they were going to invite over two of their friends. There's going to be six of us. Y'all, the Nip, poor Nip, he is a little kitchen challenged, as they say. Making a toast is difficult for him sometimes. Sometimes. Y'all, he started peeling the potatoes, and we were all doing other things in the house and everything, and you know, and time had passed by. Y'all, he peeled the entire 10-pound bag of potatoes. Oh, poor Nippy. Oh, poor Nippy Von Nip Nip. So, anyway, y'all, I'm going to finish up today. Saying thank you, because that's what, to me, other than eating until you're just ready to vomit, just vomit and then you sloth around and then you get a gouty toe like Arthur. The thing that I hope you'll all do is to just pause for a minute and be thankful for the things that you do have, because there are a lot of people out there who don't have the things that we take for granted, and go give somebody a hug. You know, Big Ricky, go give that Julian a hug and just say thank you for being there for me. And let's see, who else can we say to do something? Lurie Dean, go hug, and by hug I mean you know what I mean. Guru Nudie, put that lover man in the prime seat at the table today. And Daniel Beaver, never mind. And Kim Beaver, send your second cousin twice removed a little note saying, "Oh, thank you for being a pain in my ass." And and then put a little smiley face. So, but y'all, I want to say that I'm thankful to each and every one of you. I know there are a lot of you out there that are lurking. And you don't have to say, "Oh, Black Friday, we're here and we love you," and all this kind of stuff. You don't have to do that. I understand that sometimes you just want to just sit back and enjoy from a distance. And I totally understand that. But, if you want to drop Big Fatty a note or a voice letter or something like that, or, you know, go vote over at the Podcast Awards, I don't think Big Fatty's going to win it, but... But, you know, I don't know why I say that. I think that I've got the best listeners regardless. And I know that every vote that Big Fatty gets is completely out of love, and it is not out of competition. Okay? That you're doing it because you want to do it, and all like that. So, anyway, so y'all, I want you to have a grand Thanksgiving Day. I want you to do exactly what you want to do. I want you to eat exactly what you want to eat. And I want you to... Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, I just want you not to worry about life's problems for one day. Just be thankful that you can just put it all aside as best you can. And I know sometimes you can't put everything aside. But as best you can, just put it all aside for one day. And just be thankful. And y'all, while you're being thankful, you can go ahead and get your newspaper and, you know, clip your coupons and get ready. Because y'all, come Friday, you can get out there and just knock the shit out of each other to get a 10 cents off of a Tootsie Roll or something. Oh, Big Fatty, that's today's title. What do you think, Arthur?
It is really bad.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.